Welcome to the Jason Podcast. I'm Josie Briggs, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. Each month we talk about work in the current issue with the hope that this short podcast will prompt you to turn to the September issue in your mailbox or go to our website. And this month I want to draw your attention to two papers in this month's issue that relate to the very important problem of climate change. It's been a long, hot summer for many of us, and I'm sure our listeners are aware of the magnitude of the climate change issue. But it's easy to think about our own responsibilities on this topic as those of public citizens, perhaps, but somehow separate from our roles as kidney docs or kidney researchers. These two papers are a reminder that that division doesn't necessarily hold up, and that climate has a particular impact on kidney disease patients. So the first paper is entitled Hurricanes and Mortality Among Patients Receiving Dialysis. The authors are Matthew Blum, Yijing Feng, Brooke Anderson, Dori Segev, Mara McAdams-DeMarco, and the senior author is Morgan Grams. This team set out to determine how extreme weather events, which can substantially disrupt provision of dialysis, affect mortality risk for dialysis-dependent patients. They linked USRDS data with data from the US Weather Service, particularly focusing on wind speed. And they found an association between exposure to high hurricane strength winds and 30-day mortality in the eastern U.S. using data from 1997 to 2017, 20-year period. Exposure to a hurricane with a peak local wind speed of hurricane force, at least 64 knots, was associated with a significantly higher mortality risk. And importantly, it's worth noting that the risk peaked immediately after the hurricane and then waned over time. This close temporal association supports a causal connection, hypothetically caused by disruption in either patient's ability to get to dialysis facilities or the dialysis facilities to operate as normal. Now, that specific causality was not established, but the link in time was considered by our review team to be highly suggestive. Given the predicted increase in storm intensity caused by climate change, these findings suggest that the dialysis-dependent patients are particularly vulnerable. They highlight our need to collectively safeguard this population. We have previously published work that shows the vulnerability of kidney patients to particulate matter associated with wildfires. Again, data showing the vulnerability of our patients, and a reminder to my mind of our responsibility in thinking and talking about climate change to be the advocate for the vulnerable patients we care for. Okay, the second paper talks about climate change from a slightly different angle. It talks about the impact of the work we do as hemodialysis providers on the environment. It's entitled Source of Variation in the Carbon Footprint of Hemodialysis Treatment by Ashwini Sehgal, Jonathan Slutzman, and Anne Hummel. There's accompanying editorial by Barraclough and McAllister, who are experts on the topic of the carbon footprint of healthcare activities. This has been explored in a number of other settings, but this is the first serious attempt to get at the carbon footprint of dialysis. Because dialysis treatments require large amounts of energy, water, and supplies, hemodialysis facilities present the possibility of significant impact. And there has, however, not been data on the quantity of greenhouse emissions from the treatment and how it varies across facilities and what the actual contributors are. In this very nice study by Sehgal et al., They estimated the magnitude and sources of variation in the carbon footprint of hemodialysis treatment at 15 facilities in Ohio in 2020. They found that the annual emissions per facility were equivalent to the emissions from the annual energy use of 93 homes. And the emissions per treatment were found to be equivalent to an average automobile driving 238 kilometers or 149 miles. And interestingly, carbon footprints across facilities, treatments, and the emission contributors varied a fair amount. The information on the magnitude of variation and what aspects of the treatment might be vulnerable to or able to be reduced, I think will be particularly helpful in reducing the impact of hemodialysis treatment on the environment. Not surprisingly, travel of staff and patients to the facilities is an important contributor. I wonder if your dialysis facility has equipment to provide electric charge to cars of people driving to the facility. So in summary, I suggest both of these papers deserve our collective attention. The American Society of Nephrology has issued a statement on climate change. You can find it easily on the web. It calls on kidney health professionals to take action to address the impact of climate change on people living with kidney disease. There are many reasons to take action on climate, but certainly the particular vulnerability of our patients is an important one. So thank you for your attention. I hope you find these papers of interest.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.